Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll give out some wheat news, some yard tips, along with covering all of our extension news. But first, many of you might not know of the event held at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds last week. We hosted the South Central District FFA Livestock Contest, where over 400 high school FFA members came to judge 10 classes of cattle, hogs, and sheep and goats. The South Central District has over 40 schools that now have FFA represented in their local school. After the 10 rounds of classes, FFA members then worked up their reasons and gave up to 3 sets of oral reasons depending on their team. Schools competed for team honors, as well as individuals competed for the top 10 honors. The livestock contest was officiated by the junior college team members of the Hutchison Community College livestock team. And now in my wheat news. What are the causes for some of the yellow wheat that we are seeing? Wheat producers might start seeing some wheat fields turn yellow during this time of year. The pattern may vary from field to field, sometimes as large areas, small patches, or streaks of yellowish wheat in some fields. What are some of the main causes related to nutrition and soil fertility for yellowing of the wheat? As the crop starts to grow in the spring, its nitrogen demand increases as well, and it is common to see a nitrogen deficiency, especially while the temperature is hot and the ground is dry like we have had. Nitrogen deficiency causes an overall yellowing of the plant, with the lower leaves yellowing and dying from the tip ends inward. Nitrogen deficiency also results in reduced tillering, top growth, and root growth. For our alfalfa growers, the first pest problem affecting alfalfa every year is the alfalfa weevil. This year will be no exception. Continue to monitor each field to determine the right time to spray. And now in my gardening news. Make plans now, as the McPherson County Master Gardeners will be sponsoring an Earth Day plant swap on Saturday, April 22nd from 9 till noon at the 4-H building. Share plants you've divided or thinned and pick up new plants for your garden. All of this is free. All kinds of plants, including flowers, vegetables, bulbs, seeds, and even gardening tools. Bring your plants in the container and label them with as much information as possible, including height, color, sunlight, and watering needs. Even if you have no plants, come join us anyway on Earth Day, April 22nd. And our next Master Gardener and Friends educational program will be Thursday, April 27th, starting at 7 p.m. here at the McPherson County Extension Office. Succulents will be our topic of the program. But bring all of your gardening questions. We hope to see you April 27th. And for my extension news, make plans now to attend the annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour on May 19th. Bring your questions for the K-State Wheat Specialist to answer, as we'll be touring the plots in Marquette, Mound Ridge, and Inman. More details to come. Here at the Extension Office, we seem to be sending in lots of soil samples, along with getting calls every day on trees, yard problems, and general ag questions. Please continue to call or stop by. We are now accepting vendors for our farmers market. Vendors can stop by or call the Extension Office to get the details pertaining to this year's market that runs every Saturday from the end of May till the end of October. At our McPherson County Farmers Market, we can sell anything Kansas-made, from homemade to homegrown items. Again, this is Shad Marston with McPherson County Extension Office, and I can be reached at the office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.